Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tony Uphoff is with us. He's the CEO of Thomas. And we're talking about the way things are changing in the manufacturing world and how digital is transforming all of that. And we're going to talk about a little bit of a different angle this time that I think you'll appreciate. But before we do that, Tony, tell us about Thomas.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Our core platform of ThomasNet, every 2 seconds, a procurement professional, an engineer, or what's called an MRO, maintenance, repair, and operations, picture someone running a factory floor. Every 2 seconds, someone selects a product or evaluates a supplier on ThomasNet. This happens all day long, every day, every week. And as a result of that, we have a remarkable amount of data on kind of a window into the industrial economy. So our primary business is we are a product sourcing and supplier evaluation platform. And we work with some 15,000 advertisers looking to reach those in-market buyers.
Right.
And we have a couple of million users on a regular basis who use our platform.
Well, good for you for making that available. I know it's very handy because I spent a lot of my life working with that sector. And I know how that when they need help, they need it right now. I know you guys get a lot of people out of a jam by making that kind of stuff available. So good for you. And is that Thomas.com?
ThomasNet.com.
ThomasNet.com. So check that out, folks. Hey, Tony, we've been talking about artificial intelligence. Last segment, we were talking about the manufacturing sector and how it's all the reshoring stuff. You and I have talked about the digital transformation of the industrial world. But one of the things that most people don't think about is how digital has transformed the sales and marketing disciplines in that world. And you've been doing a lot of thinking about that. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, you could argue this is the height of irony. So think about our previous conversation before the break. You know, these organizations have done remarkable jobs over the last 20 or 30 years of almost reinventing what the factory floor looked like. Advanced robotics, technology, creating jobs, becoming competitive on the global stage. And just when you think, boy, we've done it, this is great, now the industrial sales, marketing, and supply chain management process are going through a digital transformation. Mm-hmm. So what we started to see, and I think this is probably relevant to all your listeners, regardless of the industry they're in, what we started to see about 4 years ago is the way the industrial buyer was sourcing, but also how they were engaging with individual companies they were evaluating started to change. And I'll give you the punchline to this. Today, the industrial buyer is upwards of 70% through the process before they engage with a sales rep at the company they're evaluating.
This was what my third book was all about. I tried to explain to people in The Age of the Customer, more and more your customers have self-qualified themselves and pre-qualified you before you even know they exist.
Jim, you were ahead of the curve on this, and you and I have talked about this before. This is a phenomenon that's been coming, and frankly, we shouldn't be surprised that it's now pulling through.
Let me tell you, you talk about irony. Pardon me, Tony, for interrupting you. Here's what's crazy. I conceived that book 12 years ago. It was published 6 years ago, and there are people who are still looking at it and using those ideas and your ideas today like it was new stuff. It's astonishing how far behind people are. Some of this stuff, Tony, they should have gotten by 1995. This is 2019, and some people are launching it in their companies right now, like they just discovered, you know, electricity or something.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more, Jim. And I'll tell you, you know, I think what's happened, if I look at the manufacturing industrial marketplaces, again, you were ahead of the curve on this from a broad scale basis. But if you look at the manufacturing industry, let's go back 6 or 7 years ago. Even something as obvious as having a thorough and complete website and understanding how to showcase what you do from a digital perspective, we're still kind of in the category, I'd call it, Jim, nice to have. Boy, how quickly, it's an absolute have to have today.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's happened very quickly, and it's caught a lot of companies by surprise because suddenly, you know, they're looking at, you know, gee, the phone's not ringing.
Well, yeah, what happens is all the things that they thought were working, all of a sudden they're not. And when I've talked to people about this, they've said, well, you know, are they mad at me? I said, no, they're not mad at you. You just became irrelevant.
You're exactly right. And I think, you know, I would really, you raise a very, very key point. If you think about what marketing and sales is today, it's relevance. How do I stay relevant with a prospective customer, and also, you know, you don't want to forget here, your current customer. Your current customer is looking at other suppliers. Your current customer is monitoring what you're doing via digital, you know, access today versus calling you and saying, hey, Tony, what's new with your business? Tell me what's happening with you, right? So as that shifts, it's caught some companies. Now, granted, in manufacturing, you're seeing a very rapid adoption, right? So this adoption curve is almost exploding in the manufacturing industry, but it is still a challenge. And for a lot of these companies, they're a little flat-footed, not only in terms of adopting some of these things, but the knowledge.
The good news is, since they're not mad at you, you can get them back. All you got to do is become relevant. That's it. That's not that hard. Tony, I got to take a quick break. Right back to Tony Upoff, folks. ThomasNet.com is his website. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.